You're dead to me.
All right. Let's bury some people. You're dead to me. Here's who's dead to me. My betting slips. They're dead to me.
Oh, my. That's right.
My Hard Rock plus 5,000 LeBron.
Oh, that was 250 right there.
Dead to me. My Kalshi trade. Dead to me.
You're dead to me.
Dead to me. So my wallet is feeling it a little bit. I thought it was going to be a lot fatter come Monday when I was at the press conference, but apparently not. It's all right, though, dude. I've always wanted DeMar DeRozan.
That's a lie. That's a minus one.
Minus one.
Oh, my goodness.
I have Giannis and Pelle Larsson. I'm good, dude. And Jovic is going to bounce back this year. You're all going to see. You're all going to see. This is the year the Serbian Terminator turns it around.
I'm surprised you haven't given him any tough love.
Yeah. Jovic?
Yeah.
Oh, he's on thin ice with me. Trust me.
Wait. Nico?
Oh, yeah. He's on thin ice. He knows it. I think he knows it. Who's dead to you, Leroy?
I got to tell you. Marlins losing. I'm tired of it. I'm You're sick of it. Turn it. Marlins, you're on notice. Ooh. I'm going to be in front of my TV at 7:10. I don't want to see no chicanery. I don't want to see no nonsense. I don't want to see no meatballs. I'm going to get a meatball sub before I watch the game so I don't see no meatballs during the game.
Oh, man.
Because my
meatball sub sounds good.
I'm
right
tired of watching the Marlins game if somebody hit one 430 feet.
Little espadas right now.
Oh, shout out to Jay Fig. Jay Fig did a wonderful thing for me yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
She went to get food.
Mm-hmm.
She got number 7 in the top 10 fries. Chick-fil-A fries.
Wow.
They were hitting too. They were perfect.
Chick-fil-A.
Mind you, after that whole segment, we were like, yeah, we need food. And I want
those Chick-fil-A fries, I don't care. Like I like the fact that they gonna stay rather relatively crisp. You ain't going to have to worry about the wet, floppy fry.
Mm-mm.
Oh, man. Have you ever driven through a McDonald's and just gotten fries?
Yeah.
A thousand times.
I do that.
All the time.
All the time.
Nothing else. Just tough. Give me a large fry. I say, tough. Are they fresh?
This isn't going to help me with Schmeathen, but nah, tough for me to go there and not like add like a McChicken or something.
Wait a minute.
Something. Little side piece. Just fries? That's a side, dude.
Sometimes that's all you need.
Wait. He knew it. He knew he was opening himself up. Yeah. Al Mac said, speaking of serving up meatballs.
Oh my God.
Hey, yo. Jennifer, who's dead to you?
Sometimes a little bit flurry also helps, you know?
I think the thing that made that so funny is because it almost looked like I was looking at you. You looked like you were fighting it a little bit. And then you said, what the hell?
You felt guilty just admitting to
fraud. Yes.
No. I'm not going to lie.
Got to get a chicken or something.
Jennifer, who's dead to you?
So lately on social media, all I keep seeing is news about a possible New Girl reboot. And I've said this several times. It's one of my favorite shows. I watched it so many times. And it's like now it's coming to the point where the actual cast members are going on all these platforms talking about the reboot that hasn't even been confirmed yet. So my dad to me goes, if this doesn't happen,
oh, you're going to be hot.
I'm going to be a mess.
Well, who's is there like a holdup? Because usually in a reboot, there's a holdout. Like, is Zooey Deschanel, is she holding it up?
I love Zooey.
No, not at all. They have like this fake beef between Nick and Winston.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they're kind of, like every time they go on air, they're always like, oh, yeah, he's the one holding it up or he's the one holding it up. And I think they're just waiting on a network to actually pick it up or something. But TikTok, we've been waiting for this since it
stopped. Yeah, somebody got to want that. Like streaming platforms love reboots.
How hard could it be? And like, I really feel like if they keep talking about it, something has to be already in the works. So my dad to me goes, if this doesn't actually happen, because I need any more.
Vlad, Who is dead to you?
Heat fans.
What?
Not you. And I'm going to tell you why.
Are we annoying?
No, it's not even that. I love y'all. I hate y'all, but I love y'all. It's like siblings. I would have thought the person who would have made the biggest complaint or biggest, you know, just thing about LeBron not showing up would have been Tobin. But Tobin's been perfectly fine. Perfectly fine. It has been the chat. The chat has
basically taken over. That's why I think Tobin read the chat and he said, I don't have to say nothing.
He does it.
The chat is speaking for him.
The chat has been wilding out, man. Like, really.
You're dead to me.
Because just up until 11 a.m., oh, LeBron's coming. LeBron's coming. Oh, yeah, everybody. And then once he said he's going to Philly, never wanted him.
Never wanted him.
He's old. He doesn't play no defense.
Well, we knew he didn't play any defense. That's why I thought this was going to be the place for him.
Yeah, but come on, man. Like, stop. You know, if LeBron decided to come here, you guys would have been thrilled. And the fact that he didn't, come on, guys. He's a free agent. He can do whatever he want. Now, the guy that I feel sorry for, and he's dead to me as well, more so than the Heat fans, it's got to be the intern. I'm sorry, bro. You messed up. You effed up big time. I'm sorry. That's a big time F up. I'm sorry. You did. Because none of this would have happened. Now Heat fans got to walk around with egg on their face.
How do you know that none of this would have ever happened?
Because I would believe after seeing that, more people thought LeBron were coming here before he had actually made up his mind.
And Kalshi, that's when all the numbers started moving.
The Kalshi numbers were crazy before the leak. They were going Heat. The betting lines were going crazy for the Heat before but it didn't help it. It definitely swayed it even more. It felt like everybody was swinging that. And I think that's the thing. And I don't know. I think part of that was this decision went on so long, and the one thing that did happen was the Giannis press conference. And like I said, I always thought he was going back to Cleveland. I didn't think we really had a chance until we got to the Giannis press, and I was like, man, Pat's acting pretty froggy. So that was like, that definitely changed my mood of like, maybe this thing is happening. But yeah, I didn't think he was going to Philly. I really didn't. I thought a new team, new city, don't know anybody. I thought that was, I didn't think that was in the cards, but, you know, as LeBron, as LeBron said, he wanted to energize a new fan base, and he's got a fun roster to go with, provided that the center's knees can hold up, which they won't. But you know,
and he's playing the four. He doesn't like playing the four.
Yeah, well,
Bron's gonna have to play the four, and he's probably gonna have to play some five with the way the 21 gets MB gets hurt. Also, be very interesting to see Bronny Jr. is traded to Philadelphia and has to be teammates with Jaylen Brown after what Jaylen Brown said in that summer league.
Well, he's obviously forgiven him.
Has he?
He's obviously forgiven him.
Has he?
Why wouldn't he?
You got to kiss the ring.
You think he's going to flip him?
Who, Jaylen Brown?
Yeah.
Does anybody want Jaylen Brown?
I don't know.
Apparently not many teams did want him.
That is crazy though, right?
Right? So like, yeah. That's the other thing teams are realizing. Like,
What if I don't know. Well, who could he flip?
He does have $300 million attached to him.
He does. He does. It's a lot of money.
No, well,
but he's not. It's a lot of money, but there are worse contracts in the league.
Yeah, one of Joel them. Embiid.
One of them is on the team. Woo! Joel Embiid. Crazy, man. What a time.
I wanted to say Tyler Hero, but. I don't want to. I'm going to just let that go.
You're letting it go. You're ready to move on. I saw that. Did you see that your boy Kalel? He's working with Hakeem.
Oh.
He's in Houston. Working on the moves.
If you see a dream shake from Kalel, man.
Well, that mean, wait.
Leroy's going to cry.
If we see a dream shake from Kalel, that'll mean he's moved faster than he's ever moved in a Heat uniform.
Damn.
Think about it. Think about it. Right? If you see him do a shake, why couldn't we get the shake?
I know.
Anything with that kind of speed.
Well, why does Heat Nation want the Sixers? What have the Sixers done to you guys?
The Sixers have always kind of been. You don't always find the Sixers as like the annoying. They're not a real rival.
They're always annoying.
It's always fun to beat that fan base.
They're the annoying cousin.
Yeah.
Or stepbrother.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we. That's how New York feels about them, and that's how Miami should feel about them. They're not in your level. They haven't been in your level as a as an organization.
They're not Celtics or Knicks.
So why you like, oh, I want them. No, they didn't do anything to you guys. They haven't done anything. Who cares?
I think a lot of people have beef with Philly because of their fans.
I let you
know. Their fans don't even treat their team good.
But here's the thing, though, Leroy. I think you're upset. They're upset with the fans of another sport that they think is the fans of that sport. I think you hate Eagles fans, so you just say all Eagles fans or all Philly fans, and then you just hate all the team. Look.
Well, remember, didn't they boo Kobe?
I mean, people always boo. They don't care. You didn't go to Laurie. They're upset with Kobe because he didn't go to college there.
They boo everybody. They're miserable.
I tell you what.
They live to boo. That's what they do.
You get booed so much when you go play in Philly. When you leave, oh, boy, do you feel froggy.
Their most popular team is the football team, which has won two recent championships, and they hate everyone from them except for stupid Kelsey.
No, there's another person they hate. They don't hate. Nick Foles.
Oh, yeah. Well, he got out while the getting was good. That's why. He went and signed that fat contract with Jacksonville.
Well, I mean, they gave the job back to Carson Wentz.
But they're so miserable. Like, they've had so much success. They're like, they boo everything with that football team.
They got a quarterback that is literally, he may not be Tom Brady, but he literally does everything that's needed on that team.
The next guy who wins, like, if in fantasy, although, you know, like, you never know, but if, like, the next quarterback who wins the Super Bowl for the Miami Dolphins, do you think that they would get ever booed down here? It would never happen.
Ooh, good question.
It would never happen.
Let me ask you this.
Hmm?
Say a quarterback wins the Super Bowl for the Dolphins. Say Malik.
Yep.
All right, Malik wins it.
Yep.
Does Malik get more cheers? If Malik and Dan Marino both walk out, who's getting cheered more?
Marino.
The guy that won you a Super Bowl or the guy Marino. That made you relevant?
I mean, I think it's...
I just think the way sports is, you can cheer the guy that brought you...
The new thing is always going to get the bigger pop right then and there. But, like, will it be people look at him as better than Marino? No. But it's kind of like you probably look at Jalen Brunson and Ewing.
Ewing's my favorite.
Yeah. So, like, but who's going to get the bigger pop if they walk into the room right now? Right now? Brunson. He's the king of New York right now.
Brunson could do no wrong.
Right now.
No,
just
you're right.
Right now. Just for the summer.
You're absolutely right.
But the place,
it's where you're walking into, because if you're walking into a place where there's a lot of fans Vlad's age, Ewing's getting the pop. If you're talking about
it. Here's the deal.
The younger guys, they would get it.
It's amazing that over time, he has become one of the most beloved Knicks, and people forget about that little bunny. What was the game where he missed the little...
You mean Ewing?
The little... Huh?
Who, Ewing or Jalen Brunson?
Ewing.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was 30 years ago when he missed the
No, but
Figaro.
I'm just saying, like, but, I mean, it's kind of... See, Vlad hit a point there. There's more fans that are our age or closer to our age than are closer to your age, Tobin. And so I would think that maybe Marino would get the bigger pop.
No. Not if they went into they're going out to an event that summer after he wins. The guy who wins the Super Bowl is going to be the guy. I'm not saying that he's going to be the all-time Dolphin. I'm talking about that summer celebrating.
Right, I got you.
That's just think like winning a title. I mean, it does, especially for a fan base that hasn't won in a long time. It erases a lot, but there are just figures in organizations that
who gets. Oh, see, I can't even use that because he's great. I was going to say, who gets a bigger pop in New Orleans, Archie Manning or Drew Brees? But
yeah, it's Drew Brees.
Drew Brees was greater than – he was a better quarterback than Archie Manning.
Well, that's our show today, everybody. Enjoy your weekend. Remember, you still got Giannis. Don't be ingrate rat bastards. Okay?
It sounds like something I would say to you.
Yeah, like we still got Giannis. Like, chill. Everybody relax. And by the way, this wasn't even the plane Pat Riley was talking about, okay?
What plane was he talking about then?
DeMar DeRozan, obviously, dude. I mean, I don't know what to tell
then
you.
Then that's not a plane.
That's a plane. It's a plane.
No, it's not.
It's a mid-range plane.
No, it's Trailways
I
bus.
I kind of need you to clip all of
it's
those.
A Greyhound. It's a Greyhound. It's not no damn plane.
It doesn't even get in the air?
It's a jet propeller.
Not even a train?
No, it's one of those things. What's that thing that goes by the farms and then drops?
Crop
like,
duster.
It's a crop.
Someone's on a paper plane.
All right, we'll talk to you, rascals, on Monday.